It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're diving into a topic that challenges the very foundation of how many of us view ourselves and our lives, our identity. The way we see ourselves is often wrapped up in the roles we play, the possessions we own, and the external validations we receive. But as a quote from Fight Club so poignantly reminds us, you are not your job. You're not how much money you have in the bank. You are not the car you drive. You're not the contents of your wallet. You are not your fucking khakis. You are the all-singing, all-dancing crap of the world. Today, we'll explore what this means. And I think, is this a world first? An exploration of Fight Club in relation to mindfulness? I don't know. But we're going to explore how mindfulness can help us detach from these material identifiers and connect with our true self. Or our no self. As in, no fixed permanent self. In our society, it's easy to become attached to external markers of success and identity. We're often encouraged to define ourselves by our job title, or our financial status, or the car we drive, or the clothes we wear. These things can become so intertwined with our sense of self that we forget who we are beneath it all. When we derive our self-worth from these external sources, we place our identity on shaky ground because all of these things are impermanent. They can change or be taken away at any moment. Mindfulness invites us to look beyond these surface-level identifiers and to connect with something deeper. Our true self, which exists beyond the roles we play and the things we own. When we practice mindfulness, we learn to observe our thoughts, feelings, and experiences without attaching to them as who we are. This allows us to create space between our true self and the external labels that society often imposes on us. One of the core teachings of mindfulness is that our true self is not defined by external circumstances, or even internal circumstances. We're not our thoughts or emotions, we're not our job, our bank account, or our possessions. These things may be part of our life experience, but they do not define our essence. By recognizing this, we free ourselves from the pressure to constantly achieve, acquire, or to prove our worth through external sources or external means. And to illustrate this idea, let's look at the children's story, The Emperor's New Clothes. There was once an emperor who was obsessed with fine clothes. He spent a great deal of money on his wardrobe and took great pride in displaying his wealth and status through his attire. One day, two swindlers came to the emperor's city, claiming to be master weavers who could create the most magnificent clothes made of fabric so fine that it was invisible to anyone who was unfit for their position or hopelessly stupid. Intrigued, the emperor hired the weavers to make him a set of these extraordinary clothes. The weavers, however, only pretended to work, weaving nothing at all. When the clothes were supposedly finished, the emperor could see nothing but dared not admit it, for fear of being thought unfit for his position. His ministers and advisors, equally afraid, praised the invisible clothes. The emperor paraded through the streets in his new clothes, and the people, not wanting to seem foolish, also pretended to see the garments. But then, a small child, too innocent to understand the pretense, called out, "But he isn't wearing anything at all!" This story reminds us that the external trappings we often cling to, our clothes, our possessions, our titles, are not the true measure of our worth. Like the emperor, we can become so attached to these external markers that we lose sight of what really matters. Mindfulness helps us see through the illusion, to recognize that our true self lies not in what we have, but in who we are at our core. And indeed, even that changes. Now that we've explored the idea of detaching from material identifiers, let's talk about some mindfulness techniques you can use to connect with that true self, the true self that you are in this moment. And let's look at that true self beyond the roles and possessions that often define us. So number one, practice non-identification. One of the key principles of mindfulness is non-identification, which means not attaching your identity to your thoughts, emotions, or external circumstances. When you notice yourself identifying with a particular role, possession, or achievement, take a moment to pause and observe this attachment. Remind yourself that while these things may be part of your life, they do not define who you are. Number two, reflect on impermanence. Spend some time reflecting on the impermanent nature of all things, your job, your possessions, your achievements. Everything in life is subject to change, and clinging to these things as a source of identity can lead to suffering. By embracing impermanence, you can begin to detach from the need to define yourself by these external markers. Number three, cultivate self-compassion. Self-compassion is a powerful practice for connecting with your true self. When you feel inadequate or when life's circumstances change, offer yourself kindness and understanding. Recognize that your worth is not determined by what you have or what you do, but by the inherent value of being who you are. We're called human beings, not human doings. Number four, practice mindful presence. Mindful presence involves being fully engaged in the present moment without judgment. When you practice mindful presence, you create space to connect with your true self, the true you in this moment, independent of external identifiers. Take time each day to simply be, without striving, achieving, or comparing. This practice can help you cultivate a sense of inner peace and self-worth. And as always, number five, set an intention for true self-connection. Set a daily, if this is what you need to work on, set a daily intention to connect with your true self beyond the roles and possessions that often define us. You might frame this intention as a question. How many more ways can I continue to connect with my true self, independent of external identifiers, even more? This intention will help guide your mindfulness practice and support you in cultivating a deeper sense of self-awareness. Mindfulness helps us see that our true identity is not tied to our job, our possessions, or our social status. By letting go of these external markers, we can connect with the essence of who we are, finding peace and fulfillment that is not dependent on the changing circumstances of life. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found some valuable insights into the idea that you are not your job, your possessions, or your social status, and how mindfulness can help you connect with your true self beyond these external identifiers. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or need personalized guidance in detaching from material identifiers, I offer one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out my new app called, same thing as the podcast, It's Now Again. So you can find that in your app store or at jeremywest.net. In there, you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your journey of self-discovery and inner peace. And you'll also find a link to my weekly group mindfulness practice, mindfulness and meditation practice and support group. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.